What's up?
What up, everybody?
Hey, what's up?
Welcome to a brand new episode back on the main feed. We skipped last week.
I think we deserved it. And subscribe is out.
Yeah, our show is out. I hope you guys watched it.
If you haven't watched it already, please watch, like, and subscribe up top.
Up top.
Up top. Want to say that? Up top. I want to do a couple plugs up top.
Okay.
I will say December 9th at the Satellite. December 9th at the Satellite. It's my show. I'm back. I was not there in November, but I'm back. Tim Heidecker is on the show and a couple other people. It's going to be really good. Also, I'm going to be headlining Rolling Loud Israel next month. I'll post the details for that. It's me and Travis Scott, where we're co-headlining Rolling Loud Israel
in the capital of Israel, Jerusalem.
Woo!
Hell yeah.
Let's pod. I feel like God. It's real nice.
I'm proud of you.
It's real nice. So I wanna get into this. We were exploring this guy Token.
Yeah, this is a real doozy. I mean, a lot of I'd have to guess that some people in here have seen this gentleman.
He's a white rapper named Token.
Yeah, you've probably seen him. And maybe you don't even know his name, but like as soon as you look him up,
yes,
you will see him.
I want to delve in deep.
This will be a long talk. I feel like there's a lot of times in this podcast where you need to kind of read along.
He's sort of the
pause it and dive a little bit and then jump back in with us.
He's like the every couple of years another one pops up.
Yeah,
where it's like the fucking white freestyle rapper.
Yeah,
like who was that one guy that the guy from the White Guy Raps Fast video.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about, but I mean, yeah, there's a lot of them and they pop up every once in a while.
Right.
I'm not sure why. It's just
if Lil Dicky didn't have the joke songs, he would be that guy. Like, that's,
yeah,
you know, he'll do like the radio freestyles where
wow, that white boy can rap.
The Casey Frey, Cinnamon, Vinamin, you know, that shit. All Men Are Friends. It's that. But this dude Token, I really want, can we please, this is not a fucking hater podcast.
No.
Let's fucking, please play the In My Feelings.
Do we need to set this man up a little more?
The caption is, someone tell Drake I'm in my feelings too.
Yeah.
And it's like a bunch of like fire emojis. And he's in, I'm not sure if it's a shitty apartment or
a
hotel.
This is a huge point of contention. We've been trying to figure out.
There's a couch blocking the door.
That's a huge,
there's a couch blocking the door.
It's like a plaid couch blocking the door, the front door, because I can see the lock.
Is this man in hiding?
I think he moved the couch so he could walk around
and
do his little hand motions.
He's in hiding because the cops are looking for him because his bars are too hot.
I'm like,
he's too good at rapping. He's going to get arrested.
I'm under arrest for speeding on my flow. But wait, he has the vibe of somebody who lives with his mom. I also think he's very young.
Sure. But a lot of these videos, he's in a garage with
Beatles posters. He has posters on the wall that say the Beatles.
Yeah, it's default
fucking rules.
Default boy room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I fucking love music, dude.
And I don't want to,
if it weren't for music, I'd be dead right now, dude. I would not be alive if it weren't for music.
I mean, and I don't I don't want to be mean, but he is like an ugly guy. He is he's like, he looks weird. He's like funny looking.
Yeah, it's like, well, he has a white boy fade.
Right. He's got the white boy fade.
He's a white boy fade. Like, what? Like,
please just, like, okay, you're play, gonna look and weird. And he's doing the rap hands and shit. Please, yeah, play In My Feelings. His In My Feelings freestyle.
Okay, so this is like, yeah, he's just right in the
going off
in the peak of the In My Feelings challenge. Our boy Token actually has 1.35 million views. My boy Token decided to jump in on it. So let's go.
Kids, I'll raise them like a king and queen, I'll make them. But if they don't listen to my shit like a Pokemon card, I trade them.
He'll trade his kids.
I keep with the homies day one. I keep with the fire blaze them. I keep with the secret Drake son. I don't be grad.
Wait, should we just pause that? He was, if his kids don't listen to his music, he's going to trade him like a Pokemon card.
He's okay. Did he say if they don't listen to, I thought he meant like if they're not.
Oh, listen to his advice?
Yeah, like if they're. If they're ever so slightly disobedient, he's going to trade them for a new set of kids?
Yeah.
These are the, oh, that's the opening
well,
bar.
Well, the premise of the song, too, is great, because he's like, he jumps into this rap, like, talking Queens about, like, I'm going to raise my kids real fucking good, dude. Look, I've done a lot of shit in my life, but, dude, if I ever have a daughter, dude, I'm going to raise her right, dude. She's going to be the best. I'm going to get a tattoo of her on my pec.
Yeah. All right, let's keep going. I think it's coming up. Oh! Run that shit back. Run that shit back.
Run it back. Okay.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Oh. Oh, run that back.
One more time, everybody.
I don't play no Fortnite, I'll play you in a fort tonight. Oh, I don't play no Fortnite, I'll play you in a fort tonight.
Wait, I think, we've been debating about this. I think he says, I don't play no Fortnite, I'm playing in a fort tonight.
No,
and you think he says,
I'll play you in a fort tonight. He's saying it like a fucking threat, like I'll fight you in
a fort.
Wait,
both of them are equally...
No, play that one more time. Like, I don't know how you... This is not...
I mean, well, here, the best part about this argument is that neither of them make more sense than the other.
And also...
And, like, they're both equally
and
weird.
And it's funny that you... It's funny that we are arguing about that line just because it's... It feels very Yanny Laurel... And he put out a freestyle on Yanny Laurel.
Mm-hmm.
He did the
freestyle.
We'll
get to that.
We can get into
that.
But I need play that. No, play that back. Okay. I'm clearly right.
Let's message Token.
Okay, play it. I'll play you in a fort tonight.
It's Yanny Laurel. It's Yanny.
No, I mean, it's not.
It does. I hear it
I'll
as yours too.
I'll play you in a fort tonight. He's enunciating. So that's, like, well, that's like a thing is you can't, it's weird that you have this weird, that's like weird because like the thing about like the like serious white guy freestyle rappers
is
they always enunciate where it's like, I don't play games.
I am immaculate. Yeah. I am a Confederate.
Right. Yeah.
I fought for the Confederate Army.
But
either way, yeah, like the debate is dumb because
I
don't know what is a man talking about.
Saying,
I don't play Fortnite.
I'll play you in a fort tonight.
Either is that a threat? Like I'm gonna pull up in my fort and shoot a cannon at your ass, dumbass. Fuck you.
Or shoot you with a bazooka.
Or it's like, damn, I don't play Fortnite. I use my imagination to make a fort. And
yeah,
play
I don't
it.
Think he's saying he's playing in a fort tonight.
Either way, it makes neither.
No,
makes sense.
He's saying I'll play you in a fort tonight. This should not even be a debate. It's you should just have I don't know if you're sick and like your ears are all clogged
up.
It
doesn't really matter. Either way, either one is funny. He's my man's talking about being in a fort.
Yeah, he is talking about being in a fort tonight. I don't play no Fortnite.
You can find me in the fort.
I'll play you in a fort tonight.
I'm going in my fort. Meet me in the treehouse, bitch.
I don't watch no Family Guy. I raise my kids. I'm a family guy. Did you hear about, by the way, I heard the Quagmire from Family Guy is going to get Me Too'd.
Ooh, yeah. Long time coming.
It's been a long time coming. We should have seen the signs on the show.
Oh my God, but Token.
Token.
Okay, so that one's like the king line right there.
Yeah.
But
that's like, we got
to
think of
more
Fortnite.
Oh, I think
more Fortnite-esque.
Oh, I think we'll pause and like write verses later in this episode. But I mean, look, there's a lot to unpack about this man. I highly recommend you just look it up too. But so the other big thing about my man Token is he has this music video that's super weird. Do I have it pulled up still?
Okay.
I don't know that it's...
Oh, you were explaining the narrative of this to me.
Yeah, okay. Right, so the video is called Token, One Like Equals, which is already good. So
already
I'll just tell you the plot of this video.
Yes.
So it starts off in a funeral home, and it's a mom putting a tiara on her daughter, and then suddenly the mom is dead. It's this little girl. She's probably about 7 years old. She sees her mom in a casket, takes a picture of her, and then sits down and posts it on Facebook of her dead mom's face in a casket. And it says, one like equals one prayer.
Right. And it goes viral.
No, I don't think it goes viral. It just gets like, so then she sees her friend and her friend's like, oh, I'm so sorry about your mom. I'll give you a hug.
Okay.
And then it like flashes forward.
What's this video called?
One Like Equals.
Okay, right. One
official
like
music
equals.
Video yes. by Token. 1 million views. So then it goes, the girl's still the same age. It's in the future, though, and she's like posting a couple more Instagram photos. She posts a picture of her mom, like when she was alive.
Yeah.
And says, like, missing you. And then she like posts a picture, a selfie of herself, and it says, staying strong. And then she's getting likes. She's getting a couple likes on Instagram.
Sure.
And then it zooms in on her phone, and all of a sudden it cuts to her. She's about 16. She's like looking at herself in the mirror and like posting more selfies, getting more likes, which normal stuff, if you ask me. She like, now she's taking a picture where she's like pulling down her shirt a little bit to show her shoulder and putting on makeup.
And the implication
getting
is that
more
is
likes,
she...
getting more likes. Now it flashes forward.
Yes.
This is a big jump. Flashes forward. She's about 18, and there's like a dirty photographer, like a scuzzy old man. He's like 45, shooting her in lingerie, like in a motel room. And like she looks very uncomfortable. Like he's doing like a hustler shoot.
Yeah.
And then flash forward. It does it again where it like flashes forward, and she's like on a porn set, like looking incredibly depressed. And everybody's like, yeah, you know, you got to fuck the guy. And like, looks like she was just like trapped into this. What the fuck is this video about?
Yeah, what's the message?
The girl's mom
what's
died?
What's the message
listen,
here?
Listen, bitch, you stupid motherfucking 7-year-old. Your dumb ass posted a rest in peace post about your mom. And now look at it. Yeah, you're a fucking slut.
Yeah, this is...
You stupid bitch, you shouldn't have posted on Facebook ever.
Yeah, is that... Right. Is
what?
That,
you
it's
stupid,
like a
you stupid slut posting a picture.
It's some like if you give a mouse a cookie shit, but
like oh, somebody liked your pictures.
Now you're
doing porn.
If you post about your dead mom, it's a slippery road to pornography.
Yeah. Like damn.
I mean,
wait, yo.
I haven't thought about that, but he's making some points.
Damn, we're all porn stars, yo, if you think about
it, points, dude. Points were made.
Damn. We all sell ourselves for likes, though. We're all prostitutes.
Yeah, God.
We're the real prostitutes.
God's a pornographer.
Yeah.
And we're all sex workers.
Absolutely. Instagram is really just Pornhub, but for likes, dude.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But wait, yeah, no, seriously, like... That is like that's the type of people that that watch shit like this.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, his raps are like about that. They're all that's like a white guy rapper thing, you know.
Yeah,
is that they like kind of are talk about I guess their fan base. They kind of like make like weird this, criticisms, like, damn, don't smoke cigarettes though. That's gonna kill you. You're dumb. Like you're killing yourself with booze. Yeah.
It's hops and shit.
Yeah.
Also, it's like it's sort of it's
damn, I don't do drugs. I just be giving out hugs. I'm in the library reading a book. I'm trying to learn how to cook so I can feed my kids. Damn.
Oh, yeah. They love talking about their family that doesn't exist yet.
Damn. When I'm a dad, I'm going to raise their ass right. I'm going to keep it tight. I might teach my kid how to ride a bike. I don't play with dykes. Wait, he does do things. Yeah, he has weird. No, he runs into weird things in his songs where he like kind of says problematic stuff when he needs to rhyme. There's a line in one of the songs where he's like, wait, I wrote it down actually because it was a funny thing.
Uh-huh.
Where you just like kind of like run out of things to say and you wind up like he says killing cats like dinner for Japs.
Yikes.
The Japanese people eat cats.
Yikes.
Which I don't even think that's the right stereotype. I don't think that's the right racism. I think that's Chinese.
Chinese. Yeah, it's Chinese.
Japanese people don't eat cats. Yeah. Well, it's dogs too, right?
Yeah, Japanese people don't do this. It's the Chinese.
And it's not cats, it's dogs.
Right.
Man, bro, if you're going to have a white boy fade, you better get your racism right.
I know, yeah.
At least if you're going to do it, at least get it right, folks.
Do your research.
Get it right.
No, it's
we're not doing racism correctly anymore, folks. It's all screwed up.
God damn.
No, okay.
I love like the idea of like him like he can't think of like the next thing to say in the rap, so he just like goes on some like anti-vaccine. anti-vaccine bar.
Mm-hmm. No, it's like, well, here's the thing.
I'm not taking shots, and neither is my daughter. Okay.
If she gets autism, she'll forget everything I taught her.
Yes, yes, yeah. There we go. This feels good. We should ghostwrite.
I want to write a full verse and bring it back. Like I kind of want to, in a little bit, I kind of want to pause it. Give us like, we'll set a timer for 5 minutes and write like token bars. But here, I mean, I've talked bad about white rappers a lot on this podcast, but this type is by far the worst. And it taps in. I just kind of like, because it bothers me on like so many other levels.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, this specifically, like, he does say dumbass shit. There are people, though, that still, like, they don't say dumb stuff. They're just not saying nothing.
Yeah, it's like fake smart things for dumb people.
Yeah,
like,
but
it's
I'm like
very, it's all very, like, it's intellectual to people that have never read a book.
Yeah. And, like, whenever I say something bad about a guy like this, the defense is like, yo, he can rap, though. You can't deny that. He can rap.
Yeah.
Which is, like, that kind of thing bothers me because it's like, who fucking cares? Like,
right.
Yeah, like, that's not what rap is about. Like, rap isn't about being able to rap.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, in the 80s when every song was like, man, I'm rapping to the beat. Listen to me go.
Yeah.
Listen to my flow.
Yeah. Like,
just
like,
use rap
know.
About rapping.
Right. Oh, yeah. Because
it just came out and it was, like, a novelty.
People just started rapping. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
they explain the genre in the lyrics.
Oh, I mean, there's like this, it's actually, that's an incredible video. There's this video of like LL Cool J giving like, it's one of his like first concerts. It's like at some college and he has to like explain what rapping is.
Oh, wow.
Like he has to like, he has to go up and be like, okay, guys, there's this thing, hip hop. Okay, I'm going to be rapping. I'm going to be like rhyming words fast, you know?
No way.
Cause like they just didn't know what rap was, but,
like a preface to your performance.
Yeah. But,
and the crowd's just like, I don't know about that.
I don't know about this.
I don't think that's
going
to catch on. Yeah.
Like that is weird when people in 2018 are like rapping about how good they are at rapping. It's like, yeah, I don't care.
Well, also just like the fact that he can rap and rap fast.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. And like,
yeah,
I don't want to be one of those white guy types that are like, damn, I hate white people, you know?
No,
like one of those
not.
Twitter, like, white people be white people and yo.
Yeah, and it's like, all your shit is like photos of you like doing rap squats.
Yeah.
Like.
But like it is a trend I've noticed where it's like, so there's the white guy rappers who are just like really good at rapping and that's what people like them for. Be like, damn, it's a white guy that's really good at this. And it's just, there's a lot of that in different types of music where it's like, white people just simply being good at a thing, but not necessarily making anything good out of it.
Right.
Where it's like, it ties in with me as like,
what's the POV here?
Yeah. There's like, they're not really saying anything. It's just like, there's no point to it. Where it's like the same thing with, like the YouTube ukulele acoustic covers of songs where it's like, well, by the way, those are fucking a million times worse. Where it's like, awful, it'll be like a white guy in his college dorm doing like a Travis Scott cover, but he sings it good. Ugh. Like he sings it with his chorus voice, which is fucking weird. But like, it's like, okay. Like a lot of people can sing, brother. Like,
I don't know when the last time I heard of somebody like shred on the ukulele was. I used to love Jake Shimabukuro, I think is his name.
That is.
But like, fucking, when's the last time somebody's just been like, yo, go to YouTube, dude, you gotta see this bitch like shreds on the ukulele, bro.
That was a very 2009 trend, I think.
But ukulele. Like shredding.
Oh, shredding ukulele shredding. Yeah. Ripping it up.
But like shredding.
Well, that also reminds me of like a third category of white people that are just like simply famous for being good at, like, skill-wise good at something, but they haven't really made anything good with it, where there's, like, a whole... And by the way, I'm a fan of these types of guys because they're funny, but, like, there's a type of guitar player, and if you grew up playing guitar, you know who I'm talking about. It's, like, Steve Vai, Yngwie Malmsteen, Eric Johnson. There are these guys that are, like, legendary guitarists because they're, like, skill-wise, they could just absolutely rip.
Right.
But none of them have made... or written a song that's good in their entire lives.
Yeah.
Their shows are just them like playing the worst songs of all time, but with like 30-minute guitar solos and a bunch of, it's like dads and their sons be like, man, that man could play the guitar. I'll tell you. Look at that. Whoa.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and they like literally, their music is unlistenable.
Right.
I think the biggest song is like Steve Vai had a song called Surfing with the Alien. It's fucking awful. We should play it. Have you heard Surfing with the Alien?
No, please play it.
Oh my God. Hang on. That title though.
Wait, pause it.
Oh wait, this is, by the way, this is not Steve Vai, it's Joe Satriani, another one.
Oh, sure.
I've seen Joe Satriani live. Okay, Surfing with the Alien. This is gonna be good.
He's definitely like playing guitar well, but yeah, like.
Yeah, so, you know, he tours off that song.
Yeah.
He's huge. But it's like he's just good at the guitar. Like he's not good at writing music. A song. Like,
yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll say this about Joe Satriani. That's like, the Sonic soundtracks are pretty much Joe Satriani.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know if he played on those, but.
Oh, word?
If not, then they're just inspired. But
wow.
That's the best thing to result from that entire genre.
Yeah.
Of, like, the dad guitar rippers. Yeah. Yngwie Malmsteen is even more, he's a little more gothic.
Yeah.
But yeah, these guys just shred and they're not like,
yeah,
they're not adding anything to culture. They're just good at guitar.
I just got into jazz.
Oh yeah.
Because of Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, I can't tell if you're joking
like,
or not.
No, I'm serious. No, like that's if Japanese people like something, then I'm like, okay, it must be good.
Yeah. Oh, you just got into rockabilly.
Right.
Like, oh, fuck, they're doing it now. Oh, wait, Brandon. Okay, I have a token rap for you.
Okay.
You want to hear it? I'm not going to do it over a beat. I'm not ready for that because I've never even rapped it, okay?
Okay.
All right, ready? I'm the rap game veterinarian with more rhymes than a librarian. I'm not trying to scare you, ma'am, but I'm trying to become a married man.
Oh.
I want my kids to play kickball and not have to kick drugs. I'm trying to be the type of father who gives presents and big hugs. I don't play no Xbox. I'd rather kill him with my beatbox.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
What do you think of that?
I don't play no Star Fox. I'm a star on Fox. Fox Ooh. News. Fox News for the right views. I'm
Wait, you're listening. And you know the media is controlled by the Jews.
Yeah.
Whoops. I didn't say that
Wait,
shit.
Token. Oh. Token, what?
Bro, wait, slow down, Token.
Token, stop.
What?
Ugh. I don't care about fake friends. I care about Fox and Friends. I wake up 5 a.m. I'm watching Fox and Friends. Yeah,
my girl smoked a cigarette, so you know I had to dump. And every day I wake up just thanking the world for Donald Trump.
What? Whoa, damn, Token. Token, stop. Token, please don't do it to him. Literally, please. Please don't. Please don't do this to them. Please. You know I'm a Token, but it shouldn't be that way. I've had it with
these. I swear to God I'd kill myself if I found out my son was gay.
What? Token.
What? What are you saying, bro?
Token.
You need to relax, dude.
You're going to trade your son if he's gay?
Man, I've been rhyming since the day that I was born in birth. And you know the government is trying to hide the fact that we live on a flat earth.
Whoa, Token. Token, what are you? What are you?
I like
what are
talking,
you talking
the
about,
enunciation
man?
White voice.
Token, what
I wish,
the hell?
I wish the audience could see how our hands are moving.
The
right
hands
now.
Are. This is you, like
our hands are flying around.
This is
right
when
now.
It's like, oh, this should be a
your
visual
hands are going
pod,
back
for
to
sure.
back.
Because
like,
I'm kind
side
of
side to side.
I'm doing. It's like it's a flat hand sort of vertical fucking. And then a lot of
it's
like
you're,
moving
it's like
around.
The rhymes are in front of you on a desk and you're like moving them
yeah,
side to side.
You're moving the rhymes.
You're like pushing
you're
them
like,
back and forth.
Yeah.
Kind of like dribbling them like a hockey puck.
Yes.
Just which is even
them,
whiter thing to do.
Shifting the rhymes from left to right.
And
you're just sort of like
them.
Looking around and like you got this like crazy look in your eyes where you're just sort of like wander it where you're, it's just like, oh, what is he? Is he looking for somebody? Where like you're just, you kind of look like, it's like a... when somebody's like looking around the room,
mm-hmm.
like looking over your shoulder at a party, they're making
it's
that
so sad
yeah.
that the kids are always on the phone playing Pokemon Go. I swear to God, I'll kill myself if my daughter grows up to be a hoe.
Oh yeah, these guys always, they never want their daughter to have sex ever.
No, absolutely.
I mean, Kanye was like, I hope my daughter's ugly.
Yeah, that was
that violent crime song.
There's like a lot of
that's
yeah.
like that's a big thing in hip hop is hoping that your daughter never fucks.
Oh, absolutely.
That's one of the core tenets of hip hop.
Well, that's a
one of the core one of the you know
yeah,
about
the pillars of hip hop.
You know about
yeah.
the four pillars of hip hop, right?
Yeah,
one
it's, b-boying, breakdancing,
yes, breakdancing. Making sure your daughter doesn't fuck.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Well, I've added yeah. Pillars like through the last couple of years. One of them would be blogging. And FitPix is
oh,
another one.
Blogging is a pillar of hip hop.
FitPix is a pillar.
Yes.
Reddit. Yeah, Reddit might fall into blogging.
Veganism. that's one of the pillars of hip hop.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay, so there's like so many types of like caring about your daughter rap guys
yeah.
but this is one of them where I mean Token's the guy that's like worried about his hypothetical daughter one
yeah
day. Like she's not even real yet and
right.
he's like
making sure your hypothetical daughter
wants her to be a
sex.
Puritan which yeah. it shows in that video of his too like I still can't stop thinking about that video. The poor girl's mom dies and she posts a picture of her mom on her
yeah.
Instagram which she's 7 years old. She has like two friends
right.
on there and they're
she doesn't
just,
know how to cope.
And a girl definitely yeah. just comes up to her and is like, I'm so sorry your mom died. She's like, thank you.
And she's addicted
and then it's like,
to
and
Token's
attention. Like, bitch, that was your first mistake.
Bitch, you love
look
attention.
At you now. Now you're a slut.
yeah.
That's literally the same. You're a fucking slut,
it's a
dude.
Slippery
how
slope.
Dare you post that shit on Instagram?
yeah.
That's such a.
Right, is he mad at the girl?
No, yeah, he's
mad
like
at
blaming
society.
Her.
He's mad at society.
Yeah, but what's the society? Like, still didn't even get it.
Yeah.
Like, I still don't get it. Like, you made a mistake. Look, you got the temptation of likes.
I mean,
which is like, that's such a dumb guy complaint, too.
So,
that's
okay,
like
this is
classic. Everybody's on their fucking phones, dude. Getting, they're so worried about likes.
So, you mentioned there's another music video of his. That also takes place at the same funeral home.
Oh, dude, yeah, his other music video starts off at another funeral, but
so,
he's at
yeah.
the funeral. And it's another, it's like, it's not his mom that dies, it's like his mom being depressed, and that's like
yeah.
the video's about. But yeah, it's at the same funeral home.
So seemingly, he just like knows the guy with the funeral home.
Absolutely.
Is
and,
like, what's
and
happening.
And the dead mom from the first video is in the second video, but she's alive.
Oh,
which,
wow.
I don't know, is it canon?
Same mom.
Like, I don't know, is this all in
yeah,
the same universe?
Yeah, is the same mom?
My man loves funerals, dude.
I would like to think that all Token music videos are in the same
which is, it does make
universe.
Sense because it's like, that's like the number one thing that could happen in a white guy rap song.
Yeah.
If like you're a white suburban guy, like that's like the most fucked up thing that could happen to you is like your grandma dies. So it's like,
right.
Like that's like the dramatic video.
It's
like,
well, or like,
damn, she really died like, though.
Your parents get divorced or whatever.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part in that show, Chasing Cameron.
Oh.
Is, did you guys ever watch Chasing Cameron? Any of like and subscribe guys?
No.
I'm shocked because like that is, I feel like, and I, yeah, it's kind of crazy that you guys haven't watched it, but like, it's very proto like and subscribe, just in that like, I mean, it's real people, mm-hmm. but you know, Cameron Dallas and all these dudes, whatever. It's all on Netflix. It's hilarious. But there's like this one part in the first episode where this guy, like, he's like crying because his like parents got divorced like a year before he like became a 14-year-old influencer. You know?
Damn. If I just got the views before that, I could have stopped them from getting divorced.
I could have saved that marriage.
What was the Ryan Sheckler show on MTV?
Oh.
You know Ryan Sheckler, like the skater?
Yeah.
That was like...
Was he Ashley Simpson's boyfriend?
I don't know. No, that was Ashley Parker Angel.
Are you sure Ryan Sheckler and Ashley Simpson
Maybe he did. Maybe he did.
Okay.
But Ryan Sheckler's pretty young, but like most of the show was him just having like a sick life. And then,
right.
But then they like started threading a plot like... My parents are getting divorced. And like most of the show is about that.
Ryan Sheckler.
And it was just mostly just kind of sad. They're like, yeah, you guys just, if he's actually that sad, you should stop shooting the show and let the kid just
yeah.
go through a divorce, man.
I mean.
What the fuck?
How old is he?
I don't know.
Oh, dude, you know what? Oh my God. I'm surprised we've never talked about this.
Okay.
Somebody put me onto Kid Nation recently.
What's that?
Do you remember Kid Nation? Holy shit. This is actually...
Sounds familiar.
This is... Oh, my God. It's insane that this show existed. Basically, there's this, like, desert fucking ghost town called Bonanza, and they send a bunch of kids to this, like, fucking, like, ghost town, and it's, like, Survivor, but with kids.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Yeah, it's, like, Survivor, but with kids, and, like... All of them are
welcome,
like,
partners. Yeah. You're in the Wild West now.
Like,
hidden in this town is one pedophile. And you gotta survive.
And he's directing the show.
Oh, yeah. That's Dan.
Yeah. It's no, like, I watched it the other day, like,
you better cover up them feet, kids. Keep those boots on tight. There's rattlesnakes out here and Dan Schneider trying to take a peek.
Dan Schneider's like walking up like, hey, I think you might have a snake in your boot. Let me get it out.
Oh no, it bit you. I gotta suck the poison out of your foot. Oh no, a rattlesnake bit you. I have to suck the poison out of your toes.
Oh, God. I didn't see a snake. I didn't see a snake, sir. No, they're tiny snakes. We got
I saw it. It's on camera.
Oh my God. No, pull up. We could pause it for a second, or you could just pull it up right now. The first episode of all of Kid Nation is on YouTube. I need you to watch like at least a couple minutes of this show. Like everybody acts like we're in like the, everybody's like, oh, this is like the dumbest time in America, which I guess it is, but like, this was during the Bush administration.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. Is there a clip I should watch? Or
this time
like
was
episode one.
No, we should just watch episode one off the rip. And
okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, Bonanza. There's a rattlesnake.
Yeah. See?
That's the one.
Bonanza City, New Mexico, or what's left of it anyway. The pioneers who ran this place back in the 1800s ran it into the ground. Lack of leadership and lack of will combined to leave this town completely and totally dead. But that's about to change. Now, 40 new pioneers will try to fix their forefathers' mistakes and build a town that works. It won't be easy.
Oh, yeah, so they're making children build a town.
The amazing part is, these pioneers are children. That's right, the oldest just turned 15. The youngest is 8 and a half. They are every kind of kid imaginable. City kids, country kids, rich, poor, and everything in between.
And they all have feet.
Right now. It's so fun.
I'm with my parents. There's no adults, and I'm gonna be laying out here, but I'm going on this trip with my sister, Olivia. Here's what I'm worried about. If I catch a bad disease or I break a leg, literally.
Oh yeah, Jared rules.
40 kids with no parents, no teachers anywhere.
Yeah, what? This man,
yeah, who's this host?
The host is a grown man standing in the desert. It's being shot from a helicopter.
I'm the only adult here.
40 kids are on their way to this completely empty town in a bus. I'm the only adult, and things are about to get pretty crazy. Welcome to television.
Yeah, like, this was on CBS.
By the way, the pause, like, I paused on a screen that literally says, like, huge text, 40 kids.
Jesus. Oh, it's so funny that I love introducing this to you for the first time.
I feel like half of our podcast is like just kind of ruining people's weeks a little bit.
Like, yeah, like
just
this
giving
is,
them ideas of ways
yeah,
to
Kid
waste
Nation
their time.
Really like that. It's insane that like this was like legal. So many people like approved this shit.
Yeah.
And every cutaway, like on reality shows, that always, you know, they cut to the person talking about the thing. And it's always just some kid like, yeah, I really miss drinking water. I feel like I'm too young to be doing this. I'm scared. Please help.
We're gonna rebuild a Wild West town.
Like, do you hear that
Howdy,
at the beginning?
Kids. The See, first... the thing is, in the Wild West, most of the women folk had to be prostitutes. It was a fine job. Good way to make money.
And now, you know, there's...
Even some of the men.
It's only kids, so...
Right there's the saloon. I'd get to work.
I'm working at the saloon, so one of y'all has to be the prostitute. like, it is fucked up, man. This show is, like, it's so wild.
We're giving each of you kids a Schofield revolver with one bullet.
That? Like, from the jump, like, before they even play the theme song, when they're just explaining the concept of the show, it's the kid in the school bus like, yeah, I think I'm going to die.
Yeah.
He's 8 years old.
Oh.
Yeah, keep playing it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I think this is, yeah, it's like worth exploring. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they've got the kids in the chopper. Yeah. It's a good show to skip around. I couldn't handle watching,
this is
like,
just, like, the reality of this is just
straight.
A scripted show. Like,
no.
Is what we're watching.
No, absolutely not.
What, you're saying it's not scripted?
No, like, one of these... No, like, there were some heavy lawsuits, dude.
Oh, you think so?
No. No, I know so.
What happened?
There was... People, like, took legal action. One of the kids got, like, an STD...
What? Are you joking?
I swear to God. Or it was maybe...
Scurvy?
Actually, no. I sound like a liar guy right
yeah.
now. No, like...
No, dude, yeah.
Actually, all of the kids got AIDS. No, but I swear to God, like, they had to, like... They did have to, like, sign some contract where it was, like, if any of the kids get an STD, CBS is not responsible.
Yeah.
And, like, just some, like, wild shit.
Which, was this on CBS? What was
this? This was on CBS. This was on network television.
I thought this was, like, Canadian or something.
No, this
shit.
Was on... No, they would never do that in Canada.
Canada has, like, more... Weirdly has,
no,
like, more
Canada's
kids
like
stations.
Kind.
Than kind. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, they're kind, but they have, like... Dude, I don't...
They, this
I don't
is,
want... I,
this
I,
is
I
a,
hesitate to
this
bring
is
this
a very
up.
American reality show.
I worked for 3 days on a Canadian... Like, basically the Canadian real world for kids...
Oh.
Doing art direction when huh. I was like 20.
Yeah.
I have like basically no memories of this, so it's not a good story.
Uh-huh.
But I remember just like they like came in from out of town and I had to like build an obstacle course and like some weird shit, but it was like
yeah.
being called for that, they're like, "Oh yeah, it's a lot like real world, but it's in Canada and it's kids." I was like, "Oh, sounds pretty weird." Like
yeah.
But then I've like watched, I went and like looked it up and like Canada has all sorts of like weird kids programming like that,
right.
Where it's just adult shows, but like the kids bop shows, you know.
Yeah, but this is, I mean, this is, there's something uniquely American about this for
sure.
Oh,
absolutely.
There's like,
welcome to the Wild West.
Wait, keep
time
going.
For a bath. Let's go down to the river and y'all take a bath. I bet y'all are covered in dust.
Oh yeah, keep going.
Wait, I don't know why. Just watch. It's an hour long.
I need more Kid Nation.
We could do this after the pod. What's this? They're in the mess hall.
Oh yeah, so they make the kids cook food.
They're all grossed out.
I wanna.
This is.
Oh wait,
this is not some. This is something
good.
That the viewer.
This is when they have to. They're like making macaroni. Cheers.
This is
they're making these children.
The water's not boiling, it's just cold water.
So they fucking
okay, that's pretty funny. Sorry, listeners. I know you have no idea what we're laughing at.
They fucking,
what we just saw was
they cook them.
We saw. Oh my god!
So they make,
I'm sorry. This is terrible podcasting. This is terrible.
They make these kids cook. They're like, oh, we got to make mac and cheese for all the kids.
They have to cook mac and
cheese
for all the kids.
And then they fuck up the mac and
cheese. Okay, wait. So they have a giant pot of it. They have a giant pot of it. The water's not boiling. It's just cold water, and they're like stirring what is easily 50 boxes of mac and cheese noodles in this thing, and it's so stressed and like. The music, they're playing like climax hits the entire times. Like that reality show climax hit where it's like an orchestra like din, 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 din. And then it ends with they just go out and like throw a giant pot of mac and cheese into
they
the dirt.
Throw out all mac and cheese. It's a very dramatic of a bunch of just like mac and cheese just on the ground.
Also, the now I have another good pause. It's just this kid holding like 50 knives.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're just handing children knives.
Oh my
and
god,
just like,
dude.
Yeah, the mac and cheese thing is like maybe the hardest I've laughed at like anything. In
you
my
guys
life.
Just need to watch this show.
Yeah.
Oh
Google,
my god.
Yeah, Google Kid Nation. It's all on YouTube. All of Kid Nation is on YouTube. That's like, I want to...
Oh, looks like you got bit by a rattlesnake. Oh, damn. You got hypothermia. Get in my sleeping bag with me. We got to get naked. It's the only way. It's the middle of summer, mister. No, you got hypothermia. You got hyperthermia.
It's... that mac and cheese scene is like... That's one of the greatest scenes in television history. Oh. It's just like they force these children to like to cook. Dude. Like these are kids that like don't know how to do
They're
that.
Literally like 8 years old.
Yeah,
five even. Oh my god, dude. I've been watching Sex and the City, kind of like passively. Yeah. My girlfriend's been watching it.
By the
like,
way, I just had that thought because I was like thinking about it because you posted that Sex and the City clip the other day, and like a couple weeks ago, I had tweeted tweeted like a Sex and the City tweet that really popped off. But like I was thinking about like the outside narrative of like just somebody who like listens to the podcast that like follows both of us on Twitter. I don't tweet like a ton anymore. And so when I do, it's like I make it count. But like both of us have like tweeted about Sex and the City recently. So I feel like we've created this like we've created this story where like for those people listening to the podcast, they're like, OK, so when they're not podcasting, they're just like watching Sex and the City together. OK, so these dudes just like watch Sex and the City.
You got to do it
all the time.
But no, it's like I never saw the show until now. And it is like. I mean, it's dated. Some of it, like, still holds up. But a lot of it is, like, dated.
Yeah.
It just kind of is weird. It's like, a good sample from the 90s. Or, like, what was it, like, 2001 even? Like,
yeah, I mean, I remember, like, the fucking, all of the, a lot of, like, trans stuff that would not fly.
Oh,
today.
Yeah. No, we were just
a
watching
lot,
a crazy
so much.
Like.
The like one where she's like, they say tranny like 500
times. They say tranny
the
a lot. And they're yeah. like, literally right before you got here, there was an episode about like, well, they were using the term transsexual, which is a little outdated. Uh-huh. But they kept being like, they kept making like weird little, not even jokes. They're just like, he's half man, half woman.
Oh, right.
Just like, ah, that's not how it works. Yeah,
it's
not a centaur. Like,
yeah.
but that's not even, it's just like.
And all of the, it's a lot of, I mean, it. I think it did create sort of the culture of like white women that fetishize their
gay
best
friend.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's almost no gay characters in the show.
Right.
And, well, what's weird about it is that like, I mean, I don't think anybody would call me woke, really, or like a woke guy, but like, I'm even struck by how like heteronormative it is.
Yeah.
It's just like the show's written in a world that only straight people exist.
Yeah.
But that's not why it doesn't hold up. That's just like a detail. It is right. just kind of like funny, though.
Yeah.
It's jarring now to
but
see.
It's just like the all but, of Sex in the City is just like, I'm a slut for sex. And like,
oh, honey, but how's the sex?
Like, I love New York City. I love sex and
welcome to New York City. Every day, we just walk around looking for a good session of sex.
Also, doesn't she have,
oh,
like...
Oh, God, I could really go for a good session of sex right now.
Isn't Carrie Bradshaw, like... What does she write for?
She writes a column about sex.
She writes a column
newspaper.
And doesn't she live in, like, this, like, swanky-ass apartment?
She has a decent apartment, I think.
I mean, that's not happening.
That was old newspaper money.
Right, but this is... Now she'd be, like, writing... Like shitty Medium articles and have like four roommates.
Yeah. She'd be verified on Twitter though, for sure.
She'd be verified on
with
Twitter.
With 2,000 followers.
She would just be Eve Pizer.
I don't know who that is.
You don't have to cut it. It's fine.
But anyway, dude, the whole show is just like, it was,
yeah.
It does give you a window back into like whatever era that was.
Yeah.
I think the 90s was really like, it was like very sex positive kind of, but like a little too far.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Carrie Bradshaw would be tweeting like way too much, right?
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
She'd be Darcy.
Getting in trouble. Well, Darcy doesn't really get in trouble, but I don't know who she would be.
Yeah.
Really. But
who is our Carrie Bradshaw?
I mean, I don't want to get into that because we'll just wind up like starting beef with somebody by naming
names. Like, name,
and the audience won't even know who we're talking about. But anyway. The show, I mean, like, dude, I'm watching it and like, it is funny the way they talk about sex. Because like, I think it was probably in a period where like, you know, you're getting really sexual on TV for the first time or something. Mm-hmm. And it's just very weird. Like, they seem not right now right. when I watch it. I'm like, yeah, these women are sex addicts.
Yeah.
When they're just like... Literally, like one will be like, well, I just went to church this morning and I went and got groceries, and it'll be like, but sweetie, how was the sex? Hold on, cut to the sex. Did he get, wait, back up to that grocery guy. Did he give you a good pounding?
Oh, yeah, what was that sandwich thing that you were
posting?
Oh,
yeah, well, there's an episode where like there's a guy in a sandwich costume that's like telling women to eat him on the street, and like he's like sexually harassing women, and so like. Cynthia Nixon, whose character is named, I'm forgetting. Everybody that watches the show for real will be mad that I don't remember her name because it's like important. But she gets really mad and is like gets in a lot of fights with the manager or whatever. And then all of a sudden she like sees his teeth from behind the thing. And she's like, and she gets like horny for the sandwich.
Oh,
and she like wants to fuck the sandwich guy. And there's a whole episode about it.
Yeah.
Which is like.
But like,
she just wants to fuck the sandwich guy.
Yeah, out of context, it's
oh, there's a lot
of
gold
clips,
lines.
Like,
just like, can I have sex with the sandwich?
Yeah.
But dude, literally, there's an episode where one of them fucks a kid.
What?
Yeah. Like she goes. There's an episode where Samantha, somebody has like the same name as her, a guy named Sam, and he's like a kid throwing high school parties. So she goes to his. So she's like. She's getting calls about like a rager and she's like, we should go. Maybe there will be some cute guys. Maybe we could have some sex. And like, so they go and, and it's like some kid, you know, it's like a high schooler
and
he's like a dork and he's like immediately he's just like, I'm a virgin. And she's like, should I sleep with him
and
give him the...
I can change that?
No, yeah. She was like, wait, hold on. Should we leave or should I go sleep with him and give him the best night of sex in his life? And it's just like...
What?
And I'm just like, well, yeah. They do say in the show, they say, that wouldn't be sex. That'd be statutory rape. And yeah. Like, she's like, okay, fine. Let's go. And then... But then so she runs into him again and he makes a move on her. And then it cuts to this scene of him just pounding her in every position
for
like 2 hours. And then they're laying down like classic, like cigarette in bed thing. He's like, I think I'm in love. She goes, you're not in love, honey. That was sex.
Yes.
But I'm like, yeah. What the fuck? She just fucked a kid on TV. Yeah. What is that? And it's just, yeah, I don't know.
That's wild.
But the whole show is just, it's very sex obsessed.
Yeah, they're obsessed with sex.
It's like the theme that we've been talking about a lot of just like,
honey, I love
thank
sex.
God for internet porn and stuff. Like, there's a place for it now to be horny, and it's away from everything else. Because other than that, I was just like, everything was so horny.
Did I tell you about, have I talked about... There was like 1 year where Sarah Jessica Parker was hosting the MTV Movie Awards. And okay. I remember I was like, I don't know how old. I was like eight, maybe. 8 or 9 or 10. I was like 8. I think it was like 7 or 8. But I saw she was hosting the MTV Movie Awards. And I told my parents, like, oh, I want to watch the MTV Movie Awards hosted by Sarah Jessica Parker. And like, this is like peak Sex in the City era. Yeah. And like, I think that was like the first time where my parents were like, yeah, our kid's fucking gay. Like,
no,
our kid is definitely gay.
I know you well enough to know now that like, in some weird part of your brain, you thought she was going to like pull out her boobs while hosting the show.
No, that's like the weird thing is that like...
You didn't understand how things worked. You're like, she hosts a show called Sex in the City. She's going to have sex on stage.
Yeah.
That's what she does.
No, like exactly like I... Yeah, like I knew that she was on Sex in the City and I was like, oh, this is going to be hot.
Yeah, this is going to be some good shit.
That's like, that's funny.
Dad, can we record this on VHS?
I do love thinking about like... kids like watching Sex in the City under the pretense of like, yeah, this is gonna be hot, and it's just a bunch of like old bags being like, I love sex.
Yeah. God, I could go for a good round of sex right now. I'm long overdue.
Ugh.
Just like having that on even in the background, it just starts to fuck with your head a little too much hearing people talk about sex like that.
Yeah, like, makes you want to not have sex.
I need a sex. Oh, just literally anybody right now could just come and pound me. I just need it. I don't care who it is, a kid, a priest, whoever, just come and pound me, sweetie.
Take me to a glory hole.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a lot of crazy stuff on that show. Fucking a sandwich. Cynthia Nixon almost became governor. She tried to fuck a sandwich. Yeah, we almost had a sandwich fucker governor.
They should. I mean,
which
I would have voted.
I would have voted for her.
I would have voted for her, but
she did
you
try
know,
to fuck a sandwich.
Cuomo should have, you know, he should have brought that out for the attack ads.
Yeah.
Brought up
Cynthia
the,
Nixon, wanted to fuck a sandwich. How is that even possible? In New York. Hi, I'm Andrew Cuomo. In New York, we're proud of our sandwiches. And we got to keep Cynthia Nixon from fucking them. Vote Andrew Cuomo for governor. And this is how I talk, okay?
Is that how he talks?
No,
does he talk like that? I don't know if I know what his voice sounds like.
I don't really either. Like a weasel?
I mean, I was there. I was in New York for like, as soon as I touched down, like, you know, like the subway was like taking slightly too long. And I like I don't know anything about Cuomo, but like I was just there. Subway was like a minute late and I was like, man, fuck Cuomo.
No,
like,
yeah, 100%.
Just immediately. But
well, yeah, New York can do that to you.
Yeah.
It's a fucked town.
I love it. I love it so much more than somebody who had that tweet that was like, not to get into LA versus New York, but somebody did a tweet that was like, LA is shitty heaven and New York is fun hell. That's great.
Okay.
That's real. That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
I love it. I'm addicted to
you're
New York.
You're a New York boy?
I'm fucking addicted to New
York. Why don't you move
there,
bro? Why don't you go marry it, dude?
Fucking might.
If you love New York so much, why don't you go fuck it? Why don't you have some sex, sweetie?
Why don't you go fuck a sandwich?
I can't stop doing that voice. What is that accent they all have, too? It's the sex accent.
It's the yeah.
Sweetie.
Sex voice.
I'm craving some sex.
Yeah.
New York sex voice.
Fucking horny Cosmo drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. I thought of something I wanted to talk about earlier, but I just completely forgot. Wow. Have you heard of Hobo Johnson?
No.
You haven't heard of Hobo Johnson?
No, who's
he's
Hobo
kinda
Johnson?
He's kind of popping right now. He's like a he's like an indie rap, like folk kind of guy, but he's like very popping. He's like the people who listen to like Claro listen to Hobo Johnson too. But he's like a I don't know if he's even white, but he's like a type of white rap guy. And like he's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
But people do make fun of him a lot, which he should be made fun of. I'm sorry, but he should be.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I mean
his name is Hobo Johnson.
It was one of those things where I listened to him for like 2 seconds and I was like, oh, get this shit like off right now.
What does he look like?
I mean, look him up, dude. But I'll actually pull up a song because like the other day I was like just like kind of literally I'm realizing that like Gen Z is here and like I actually very much support Gen Z. Very happy for what they're doing. Everything they're bringing to the table.
He does look a little ethnically ambiguous.
Yeah. But that's not really relevant to this too much. Like, he does these like emo kind of like rapping singing things. But I like finally really listen to his songs. And they're just like, he does a thing that's like, I thought went away with emo music, really. Where it's like, you're feeling bad about yourself for being like a complete piece of shit. Like all of his songs are about how sad he is because he likes a girl who has a boyfriend who's just like in love with her boyfriend instead of him, and he's like, how could you do this to me?
I mean,
heart is broken, I feel like a chopped down tree. Wait, I'll just play you a song
that's real.
But like you listen to it and it's like, it is a type of thing that like in high school you kind of fuck with it because maybe you've been in the situation, but you're not old enough to realize you're a piece of shit. Like, you're the piece of shit.
Right.
But wait, I think this is the song where I listened to it. I was like, wait, yeah, like, you're the one that sucks. He's probably 20 or something.
Okay,
I don't know.
Sure.
But, like, I think this is it.
Listen up, young man is a young man. He writes stories. He's a writer, a little writer boy. He falls in love with the girl. Girl already has a boyfriend. She kind of loves him back, but not really. They're just really good friends, and that's fine. He understands. It's rational. Hi, what's your name? How are you? How's your life? Oh, you got a man? Are you in love? So a type. Is it just platonic, strictly just as friends? Or the type that ties you two together till tomorrow's end? If it is, disregard every time I call you pretty.
It's like this shit where, well,
he's
it's
talking
like,
about hitting on girls with boyfriends.
And it's us.
And being like pissed.
But like, and the delivery just feels very like, I'm not. It feels very like, oh, I'm not trying, so.
Yeah.
You can't criticize it.
Yeah.
I don't
but
know.
It's just it's like it takes me back to, well, dude, emo music was like that. Emo, like the peak of emo.
Yeah.
Like bad emo, mind
right.
you. But like taking
even
back,
good emo is still like, you're a fucking loser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, dude, most emo music is like literally it's like a song about like being broken up with by a 15-year-old.
Right.
Like a 15-year-old breaks up with you and you're 25.
Yeah.
And like the lyrics are just like, well, what if I just open my wrists and watch you bleed and you'll
I will
bleed
cut
on
my
wrist
casket
and then you'll fucking know.
With my last dying moments, I will write your name in blood.
Exactly. But it's about like a 17-year-old girl that you met on tour.
And
then she like cheated on you because her dad was just like, yeah, you can't date a man. Like, sorry.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, I think we talked about how Warped Tour, it's just a bunch of fucking pedophiles.
Yeah.
If you're on Warped Tour, you're a pedophile. Straight up.
Well, is it even a thing anymore? But yeah, the Hobo Johnson.
No, because they got shut down because everybody was a pedophile.
Yeah. But dude, I like accidentally listened to that song and I was just like
tour.
Mad. Just like, yeah, you're just fucking, you're pissed off because like girls with boyfriends don't let you hit on them. Like it's not, you can't be sad about that, dude. You're just a piece of shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Anyway, that voice though, that's like,
that's
I'd
rough.
Rather listen to Token. I'd rather listen to Token.
Yeah. I didn't like what I heard, but I don't know. I have not heard further shit.
I don't think it gets any better. You're afraid of Hobo Johnson stands coming at us.
Oh, well, yeah, because I just saw, you know, like I saw what happened to Heidecker.
What did he say? He said something about Death Grips.
Yeah. All the Death Grips fans were like coming down on him.
About what?
Because like he just like casually had talked about Death Grips on Office Hours. It was just like, what is this shit? You know? And then, people got
mad. Are they actually doing anything to him? Or are they just like tweeting?
No, I mean, I think like.
It would be funny if Hobo Johnson fans came at us. Yeah, but still beats with fans. Beefs with fans of Hobo Johnson. I mean, most of the world would be thinking we're like fighting a homeless man.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, Hobo Johnson just like, it does
yeah,
sound
but
like.
Still, absolutely throws the shade at Hobo Johnson while Brandon literally sips the tea.
I am actually sipping tea as we speak.
Yeah.
So.
That's the tea, sweetie.
I mean, that's none of it's none of my business.
Yeah, none of my business. But,
oof.
Side listen. Note. Oh, what were you gonna say?
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, sir.
No, I was just sort of. Well, you say that
no,
you're
you
saying.
You go ahead, sir.
No, no, you hang up.
No, you hang up.
No, you hang up. No, I was just gonna be like, oh, I feel like we did our time.
Oh no, we haven't done our time, brother.
No,
we're almost.
I gotta
our time,
get out.
But I will say.
I got a film.
Something that was
I'm addicted to acting.
Yeah, something I was just thinking about that I wanted to talk about in another podcast. Like me and my dad don't talk a ton. Like
sure.
Kind of sparingly for no apparent reason. Like he just doesn't like check in.
Yeah.
But like when he does, it'll be on like some weird level. Like the week my TV show comes out and I'll like not hear from him, but then he'll call and it'll be like some like weird thing, you know? Like what kind of bank account do you have nowadays? I heard about a new one, like, you know. Like, but he did call me when I was in DC and he was like, hey, did you leave yet? And I'm like, no. And he's like, oh, well, if you didn't leave yet, you got to go to the Smithsonian Museum.
Oh,
and I was like,
yeah,
okay. And he's
wait,
like,
I thought he said,
you
were like
wait,
already
that's the best
in
part.
Philly.
I was in Philly,
yeah,
and he was like, oh, you're in Philly, you gotta go to the Smithsonian. Which, first of all, the Smithsonian's in DC,
yeah,
where I was before, so it was already a bad wreck,
yeah.
But he was like telling me about all the stuff. He's like, they have like it's amazing, it's a great history museum, you gotta see it, even if you don't like history, they have. Just incredible stuff. They have like, you know, like the chair where they signed the Declaration of Independence. They have like Paul Revere's saddle. He's like, oh, they even have Indiana Jones's whip and hat. And I was like, kind of like had to pause for a second. I was like, oh my God, does my dad think Indiana Jones was a real guy in history? Like, and I didn't think about it until I hung up the phone.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I think my dad thinks Indiana Jones was real. Like, and that was
three great documentaries. I don't know why it took him so long to,
yeah.
You know, I watched that fourth one, Crystal Skull.
My dad's like in Planet Hollywood restaurant looking at like his hat, just like, wow, that's the real thing. Huh? He was shooting all those.
What
Nazis
a hero.
There. That's crazy.
He's like, why haven't they given him an honorary, you know, why haven't they given him a Purple Heart?
Yeah.
You know, why isn't he getting a medal
of
honor?
Donald Trump
here?
Did just give some kind of like award out, like a what was it called? Like
oh,
a
that
Freedom
shit was
award.
So dumb.
He
where
gave
it was
him
like
to Babe Ruth and Elvis, which literally is just so funny because they're like,
yeah.
You know, they were like, you have to give these to like noteworthy people who did something big, and he only knows of like three people. He's like,
he knows like 10 names.
Babe Ruth,
Babe Ruth,
and Elvis,
yeah, yeah.
And Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, it is like he's just giving out awards to like dead guys.
Yeah. Babe Ruth.
God
damn. He hit baseball far. It is just so wild.
Babe Ruth and Elvis.
Babe Ruth really hit those balls for freedom, you know?
God damn. I feel like it's literally like it feels like it's dumb boomer bait. Like
yeah.
It feels like just
oh,
another thing. And like
finally giving Elvis
the long line of, yeah. Like it's like how he, you know, like he'll intentionally, like, I think he's, you know, I think by design, he'll like say very inarticulate things, but like he speaks in a way where it's like a dumb person is like, oh, he's like me.
Yeah.
You know, where he'll be like, oh, you know, he'll call people sickos or whatever.
Yeah. Well, it is like the most fucked up thing is that we're living in a time now where like,
everybody's
like there'll just be proof
loser.
Of something like,
yeah.
Like the CIA just confirmed that the Saudi prince ordered those hits. Like the CIA
right.
came out there like, we did the investigation. He did it.
Yeah.
And then like they asked Trump, he's like, we're still not sure. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe
yeah.
not. Just like,
yeah.
And then it's still... it's kind of everywhere right now too, because like now XXXTentacion or whatever, there's like that tape of him being like, yeah, I tried to kill her. Like, yeah, I stabbed everybody. And then you have like guys that, like white dudes who have their prom picture from high school as their Twitter AVI, and their bio says like LSU class of 2019. They're just like, there's no fucking proof, dude, that he did it. And plus, like, he was doing food drives for kids now.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, he admitted to it. Like,
yeah, he admitted to it on tape.
Yeah. They're like, oh, like, he said he did it.
Like, fake.
No. Yeah. We don't know that, dude. Plus, he was really nice to kids.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, always a sign of a good person.
He's the, nice I mean, kids. he's the Donald Trump of
no,
rap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, XXXTentacion is the Donald Trump of rap.
Anyway, we could just end it on that weird note.
I feel
note.
Good. Yeah. I feel good about that. No, that's poignant.
Yeah,
that's fucking, that's what people come here
the
for.
Smart guy stuff.
That's hard hitting political satire at its best.
Mm-hmm.
I actually do have one more plug besides December 9th at the Satellite. Also, just added January 11th. I'm going to be doing two stand up shows in San Francisco.
Nice.
At SF Sketchfest, and I'll be adding
my big
more tour dates soon.
Is like and subscribe.
Yes.
Watch, like, and subscribe. It's on YouTube. It's also on Amazon Prime. Look that up. We are, you know, we need the word of mouth promotion, folks. We need you all to be the soldiers.
Let's get those hearts going.
I need you watching it. I need you showing your cousins. I need that cousin view.
Yes.
Thanksgiving weekend, pull that up. I want that to be a topic of conversation.
Show, like, and subscribe to all of your cousins, please.
That's your job. Cousins, you got to show it to, like, the weird fucking... Look, you're going to go home for Thanksgiving break. I know you're going to fly home.
Yeah.
You're going to have to wander into some bar that you knew growing up.
Yeah.
And you're walking in there, and you're thinking, oh, I can't believe I'm actually hanging out here. This is kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
I never thought I would have to hang out here as an adult. But you go in there, and you run into some people you knew from English class in high school.
Yeah.
You're going to run out of things to talk about in 1 second.
Yeah.
And what are you going to talk about? Like and subscribe.
You're going to be like...
You're going to be like, hey, have you seen that?
Come over.
I just watched this new funny comedy show. Like and subscribe. You should check it out.
Yeah.
And then you just ramble about it until they walk away from you. But they'll remember the show.
It's a good plug, Jack.
Yeah. Good plug with instructions.
Yeah.
I'm throwing out ideas here.
Yeah.
More than plugs.
Yeah.
But anyway... Thank you for listening, folks.
Yeah.
Sign up for our Patreon.
Oh,
watch,
yeah,
like, Patreon. And subscribe.
Patreon.com/yeahbutstillfunnierdie.com/like and subscribe.
Also on Amazon Prime.
Fucking...
I think that's it.
Healthcare.gov.
Slash.
If you want to... I think you can sign up for healthcare.
Still.
2019.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Thank you for listening, folks. Goodbye.